بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. So we come then to the end of this dawra, this 2 week jawla, this 2 week journey with our brothers and sisters here in this beloved community of Allah. And this has come like a second home to me now. Salahatan. Yani, the brothers and the sisters that you have here, the community that you have here, a community that, mashallah, is tayyibah. A community, Juan, that is blessed, no doubt, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which you have. Many of the communities in the Western world, at least, don't have half of what your brothers and sisters have here. From the numbers of the brothers and the sisters that you have, from this beautiful masjid that you have here, from the admin and the brothers who are in charge, Imam Idu and the rest of the brothers who are in charge of running the masjid here, as far as Masjid Khalifa is concerned, and the rest of the masajid, the people of Sunnah across Trinidad, Imam Yusuf and the rest of the brothers who are present in around Trinidad, from the brothers who are upon the Sunnah. Wallahi akhwan ni'mah. Wallahi ni'mah from the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah has blessed you brothers and your sisters here with what you have. And it is imperative, ikhwan, that we give thanks for that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given to us. And part of that giving thanks is that giving thanks, ikhwan, does not just occur upon the tongue, but it's something that manifests on the limbs. It's something that we feel within our hearts, something that we speak about. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, as far as the ni'mah and the blessings of your Lord, فَحَدِّثْ, then narrate that, yani proclaim it. That is that you speak about that in your gatherings, in your comings together. Whenever you're together, don't be from among those who are, in terms of the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who are ungrateful for the ni'mah and ingratitude manifest by complaining. You know, this and that is not like this, and this is supposed to be like that, and what happened to this, and how come this and that. Rather than complaining, you try and be a part of remedying anything that you see from the shortcomings that you have. Wallahi, it's not easy running an operation like this. Wallahi, wa Rabbil Ka'ba. That is something that we know very well. You come, you attend, you pray, you go home, and you don't really know of the dynamics that are present or that are behind the scenes that relate to running a masjid and relate to running a markaz and relate to being in charge of da'wah here. And so, ikhwan, rather than being from among those whose tongues are busy, we're speaking ill of the brothers who run the da'wah, speaking ill of the admin, the various administrations. Be a part of the remedy, inshallah. If there are shortcomings, if our brothers do have misgivings, and there are yani areas that need to be filled in terms of the running of the masjid and whatever, then don't complain about it. Yani be part of contributing towards curing it and aiding it. I believe you me, running a masjid like this, ikhwan, a person can feel like he has the dunya on his shoulders. It's a very big responsibility, a very difficult one. And not only the admin knows it, but the families of the admin know it. The families of the admin suffer. And that, ikhwan, is something that, while, of course, ikhwan, we beseech and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to reward them for their efforts, we likewise inform the community and ask them to stretch out the hand of awn and aid to the brothers who are running the community, because it is not easy. And things require physical aid, things require financial aid, and all of that, ikhwan, is not going to come from the people of innovation and bid'ah. It's not going to come from the kuffar. And it is ourselves who have to contribute, it's ourselves who have to be a part of making our own situation better. And so, as we mentioned, don't be a part of the problem by complaining and making noise unnecessarily and not contributing anything towards remedying the shortcomings and the holes that we have within our communities. Rather, be a part of the problem, a part of solving the problem. Secondly, as far as it relates to the durus and the lectures that we have gone over. Ikhwan, don't let this be something that you stop at as it relates to the books that we've studied specifically. And go over those notes, Ikhwan, go over those issues, because they are, if they are abandoned and they are left, then they will leave a person quickly. And that is the nature of ilm. Ilm requires muraja'ah, ilm requires revision, ilm requires going over those issues. If you paid attention and you were attentive during the dars itself, then that is one half of retaining that knowledge. That you were initially attentive, and you understood it to the best of your ability while paying attention. So that is one half of obtaining that knowledge. The other half, Ikhwan, is with muraja'ah, going over it, solidifying it, making sure it is not just something that you heard on the night and then it blows away like dust in the wind. Rather, that you take it and that you establish it within your minds, in your hearts and your minds, and within yourselves, and that you make it something that you've memorized, and that you are, or that is a part of your DNA, and that it would only occur with revision, going over what you studied, revising, looking over those notes, and trying to add upon those issues and expound upon those issues from various sources, from the good authentic sources, where you can get an increase in that which we have discussed. By Allah, Ikhwan, the method that we took, it is not my preferred choice or my preferred approach. The brothers who know me know that I prefer to take time and study and meticulously as meticulously as possible, go through an issue and get to the bottom of fully understanding and comprehending the masail. But in any case, it's still, Ikhwan, there is khair that we have achieved in these few days, that we have studied some three of the major works in Aqeedah and Fiqh of the Ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, and thus hopefully we've taken some benefit, and if we've not benefited anything new, anything that we didn't know, then at the very least that we've revised some of the issues that we were already well acquainted with. And so hopefully the brothers have benefited and taken some benefit and some khair from that. Also, in terms of the future, then futuristically, let your dirasa, and make sure that your dirasa and your study remains upon the path of the sunnah, Ikhwan. It remains with the people of sunnah. Alhamdulillah, you have sufficient amount of brothers who have good ilm, who have good understanding, and are able to convey and continue with you with the various branches of ilm, and it is for you to be patient with them. That is, that you're patient with obtaining and increasing in knowledge and attending the durus, attending the lectures. And it is possible and it is likely that you're going to go to other durus, there's not going to be books and whatever to give out. But Ikhwan, there's khair. It would be much khair that you will receive from attending the durus. And we see, Ikhwan, that it is by beginning the kutub of Ahlul Ilm, yani being patient through them, coming to their end, that we feel the benefit. Once we've yani worked through these works and we come to the end of them, we feel the benefit. We feel that we've achieved something. We feel that we've better understood that issue and that affair. And then we move on to something slightly bigger. Study it in a similar manner, come to its end. And then make sure that we've contemplated and understood what was present within it. Move on to something bigger. And hakadha, a person increases in knowledge, and he continues in that manner until he reaches his grave. Continues in that manner until he meets Allah Azza wa Jal. And that, brothers and sisters, is something that is around the corner. That meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal is something that is around the corner. Just as Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, irtahalatil dunya mudbiran wa irtahalatil akhiratu muqbilan wa likulli wahidin minhuma banun. He said that indeed the dunya is traveling away from us, and the hereafter is traveling towards us. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. And both of them have children. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. So be ye from the children of the hereafter, and don't be from the children of the dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. He said, because indeed today there is action and no hisab, no reckoning. But tomorrow there is reckoning and no more action. Since that is our reality, ikhwan, then let us thank Allah Azza wa Jal for what He's given us and remain upon it, remain steadfast upon the sunnah. And that we don't veer left or to the right. Remain steadfast upon the sunnah and don't be from among those who need to be excited. And if we're not excited by way of the rules or lectures or what have you, then we're not going to attend. Since if that was the case, you would never attend many of the durus of our ulama, since many of them have very, very monotone, basic deliveries. And if the dars is not exciting, but what he's saying is, and that no doubt, one is the maslak of Ahl Sunnah, that is their path, that they remain upon Islam, and they ask Allah Azza wa Jal to cause them to die upon Islam and the Sunnah. Imam al-Marwudi, he mentioned that on an occasion, I caught a boat. وافقت ركوبي أو وافق ركوبي ركوب Imam Ahmad على سفينة. He said that indeed on an occasion, my embarking upon a ship just happened to be on the same ship that Imam Ahmad was upon. Though he was a student of Ahmad. But he said, I happened to be on the same ship that Imam Ahmad was upon. He said, وَكَانَ يُطِيرَ السُّكُوتِ. He said, and what I observed from him was that he would have long periods of silence. كَانَ يُطِيرَ السُّكُوتِ. He would have long periods of silence. He said, وَلَكِنْ إِذَا تَكَلَّمْ قَالْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. But if he spoke, he would say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. He would say, praise be to Allah for Islam and the Sunnah. Praise be to Allah for Islam and the Sunnah. And that is what we say, إِخْوَانَ النِّعْمَ وَاللَّهِ, that we are upon this methodology, this manhaj of the Salaf of this Ummah. Methodology, one manhaj that many of the people are afraid of, or many of them are averse to, their hearts are not accepting of it. That Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you to recognize that it is the haq, that it is the truth, and that it is the Islam that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent His Messenger with, is a very, very, very great blessing. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to keep us firm upon it. And akhiran, we thank our brothers, ikhwan, the brothers and the sisters who are present within this community, who have been patient upon these durus, upon the ilm. And we thank our brothers, the organizers, our brothers from Muwahidun Publications, Akhuna Al-Fadil, our brother Abu Zainab, Yusuf, and our brother Nadir, and the brothers who have been patient with the durus, Akhuna Ali, Zallah Khair, who have been patient with the online affairs and the recording and what have you, and our brother Idu, the Imam in the Masjid here, Akhuna Al-Fadil, and the rest of the Ikhwa Al-Fudala, noble brothers and sisters. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause us to come together fi dari karamatihi, to come together in the abode of His reward in Jannah, ikhwan, if Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't allow us to ever come together again. جزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير.
نعم بارك الله فيكم. On behalf of Mr. Khalifa, we thank Brother Abu Hakim tremendously for coming here again and spending this long time with us, not the short time you're accustomed coming and running back. We ask Allah to bless him and increase him in ilm tremendously and increase him in his way of da'wah also. And we also thank Brother Yusuf for making this event also one of great good and khair, and all those who came out and spent their time also with us for the past 2 weeks. May Allah reward you all greatly and keep you all under His protection and help us to do all istimrar, to be continuous in seeking knowledge. Bidnillahi Jalla wa Ala. Shukran again, Brother Abu Hakim. And may Allah bless you and reward you greatly. Barakallahu feekum. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.